You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And time again to check in on the West Michigan music scene as we say hello to journalist and music critic John Sinkovich, editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com. And we're going to dive right in, John, beginning with Conrad Schock and the Noise and their track, Outside the Dream. So, John, tell us about this band. They met at Aquinas College in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, they've been together for a few years, and the first time I heard them, I knew there was something different about them. It's one of those rock bands that once you hear them, you'll never forget them. They sort of put together very catchy, hyper-catchy songs that kind of get planted in your brain, and so you can't get them out of there. Well, I hope I don't lose my mind. Conrad Schock, also known as frontman John Conrad Schock, is the leader of this bunch, and they released their debut album in 2017 and then their self-titled sophomore album just last month. And their music's gotten a little more psychedelic, I'd say, over the last couple of years, but there's still this undercurrent of bluesiness, and they'll say that their songs are influenced by everything from Father John Misty to the Velvet Underground. But they're a really fun band to watch live, and I think that if folks hear them, it'll be one of those things where they'll go, oh, I've got to hear more about this band.
So where can people see them? Do they have any dates coming up?
They just had their album release show here in Grand Rapids. I bet they'll be playing Speakeasy Lounge in Grand Rapids on December 19th, and then Ethanology up in Ilk Rapids on December 22nd.
All right, run up to Christmas. All right, next up, a band of brothers in every sense of the word, Brother Elsie?
Yeah, quite literally a band of brothers. I just had these guys in studio with me, and they are so much fun because they grew up together, obviously. They've been playing music together since they were 10 or 11 years old.
So they're really brothers.
They really are. Brady, Jack, and Bo Stabline, they go by Brother Elsie. They grew up, like I say, in the Detroit area, but they decided to move to Grand Rapids last year because they saw that the folk rock and Americana and kind of roots rock scene here is really getting big, and they decided that this was a really good place for them, as they put it, a place to shine and a time to shine. They just released this single called Taker, and they'll plan to release more singles, and they're going to continue to tour throughout the Midwest over the next year.
All right, let's take a listen to some of Taker from Brother Elsie. I can notice, so if you're faking it, you know I was a taker myself. With all of my awesomeness and building a better life, with my books kept clean on shelf. What do you think this band does best, John?
It's amazing because I had these guys open for another band not long ago at my Speakeasy Lounge series, and I had all these people coming up to me during the show and afterwards telling me how great they were. And part of it is, as soon as they open their mouths and start singing and playing their music, they're very tight. They have those wonderful sibling harmonies, although they'll say it took a long time to pull those together. They really have that wonderful rootsy sound, and their stuff is really infectious. They're playing in Davenport, Iowa, actually, this coming weekend, but I know they're setting up some more dates over the next several months, so I know they're going to be performing here in Michigan into 2019.
All right, now we move to Jake Simmons and The Little Ghost. Where is Jake Simmons from, and how does he describe his music?
So originally, he's from Coloma, southwest Michigan, but he's now based in Kalamazoo. And he likes to think of it as, like, quote, big, loud rock and roll. But I hear a lot more rootsiness to this. I hear sort of this Midwestern sound. There's some country twang involved. They'll call it a mix between blue-collar Springsteen and that hold steady kind of sound. He formed the band Jake Simmons, The Little Ghost, way back in 2010. So this is their third full-length album. It's called Shake So Easy. And this was the first single off of the album. It's called Movies. You know, I know you don't wanna be
Now, they're out on a Midwest tour supporting this new album. Any Michigan dates planned?
Yeah, they will probably be playing Michigan later on this year, but they're really hitting the Midwest hard. They're playing Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, St. Louis, Cleveland, and several other cities. They're going to be making some stops closer to home, November 17th at Holland House in Toledo, and December 7th at Ghost Light in Hamtramck.
All right, so just to recap, Jake Simmons and the Little Ghosts out with their third album, Shake So Easy. We talked about Brother Elsie. Their new single is Taker. And we began with Conrad, Shock, and the Noise out with their self-titled sophomore album. You can learn more about these and all these other artists with West Michigan roots by going to localspins.com, which, of course, is edited and published by my guest, John Sinkovich. It's always fun, John. Thank you so much.
It's great taking a respite from all those election campaign commercials.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.